discuss a formal strategy employed in a particular poem that I've submitted to Fish House, and I can talk a little bit about what I'm trying to do with the seven penitential psalms. Excuse me. One of the things I'm trying to do with this poem, which is seven sections, each 10 lines long, is really to see how much difference can happen in a 10-line poem by using different syntax, different rhyme scheme, different line lengths, different different voices, different all sorts of different narrative and formal strategies, to think about how different could poems that are only 10 lines long be from one another. And this seven-section poem is actually part of a larger poem called the Monongahela Book of Hours, which is 110 sections long. So it's 110 sections of those 10-line sections. And I'm thinking about each of these 10-line sections almost as a cell in a body. So each 10-line section has its own energy and sometimes its own narrative. And then those are grouped into larger clusters in the book in different, so they have a sort of different narrative shape to them, or different mood to them. And then each of those eight sections is clustered together so that ultimately there's 110 sections. So one of the challenges with this is really in making each 10-line section as tight as possible, and seeing both how much can go into it in terms of narrative. I wanted each 10-line section to be as rich as a novel as I could make it, and also to be as lyric as possible, to play with language to the greatest possible extent. And within that, to try to assemble these 10-line pieces so that they made sense in a larger whole. And the challenge there really, I think, is working with a sense of trying to create something that is coherent, even if it doesn't necessarily have a straight linear movement all the way through, and even if there are many different voices that come into it. I can talk a little bit about one of the other questions here, a question that asks about what is the most pleasurable aspect of writing. And I think, you know, I would say that the most pleasurable aspect for me really is just giving over the will and letting language play and seeing what happens with that. I'm someone who tends to be very willful and very probably stubborn in my normal daily life. So when I sit down to write, it's part of the challenge to let language drive the car or drive the engine. But to badly paraphrase Auden, I think he talks about how, you know, your muse gives you things but doesn't expect you to be passive. You have to fight back a little bit. So there's always that issue that the language can become utterly baroque or out of control or just ridiculous sometimes. So part of the fun there is to see where it goes, where it takes itself, where it takes the poem, and then have a productive wrestling match with it.